Welcome to Shomar Shova and Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishba Asayim Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Pezayin. In Amud Beis, we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that someone sends his child, his son, a katan, to a chinvoni, to a storekeeper. So the chinvoni is responsible for whatever he gives the katan. But then there's the tzloichis. The tzloichis is the jar, is the plate that the katan brings with him. The Mishnah concludes and says like this: if the tzloichis is always in the hand of the katan, and the chinvoni did not take it from the katan, then the chinvoni is not responsible for it. And as the Gemara explains, once the chinvoni took it from the hands of the katan, so now he's a shoyel and now he's responsible for it. But as long as he's leaving the tzloichis in the hands of the katan, he's not responsible for it. And this leads to Gevaldik HaChasav Sofer in Parshas Chayesoro in the story of Eliezer meaning Rivka. So if you look carefully in the Pesukim, it says that when Eliezer davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says that he wants the girl to come out and he will ask her to pour some water for him. She'll let him drink, and then she'll say, "I'll pour for your camels." But what Rivka did, there's one more thing that happened when Rivka actually gave to the Eved to drink. After he asks, she says, "Shesei," it says, she gave him the drink. And then after she gave it the drink, she says, "I'll give it also to the camels." So the Chasid Sofer asks, this is l'chor now what he said. Eliezer says that she will give him to drink, but not that she will actually feed him. She will give him the cat to drink. But when she's giving him to drink, doesn't say she gave him the jar to drink. But she actually fed him. She put the water into his mouth. What's shot in that? And why is that changed? What's the reason that it changed from the tefillah of Eliezer? And to add to that, it says, "Vayish b'shtoylo machish dat ladas etzich Hashem darkim loy." He was trying to see if actually his tefillah was answered or not. What was exactly the suffix of Eliezer? So Zotach has a sefer dover niflam loy. He wants to say like this. Rivka at the time, based on what's brought down in Chazal, Rivka was a ketano. Rivka was a child. Why she was a ketano? Because Avraham Avinu found out that she was born in the time of the Akedah. So then she was 3 years old. But he brings a Tosfos in Yevama and says that although she was a ketano, she looked like a gedolah. She looked like she was an adult. So Nitzayim Ken, Eliezer sees Rivka. He's not sure she's a ketano or a gedolah. He's not 100% sure. If she's a ketano, she cannot give the kad, she cannot give the jar to Eliezer. Why? Because of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if the tzloichis is beyond the katon, if a katon is holding on to the tzloichis, so as long as someone did not pick it up from the katon, it's still in the hands of the katon. But once he picked it up, he becomes a shoyel, is responsible for it. So if she would give the jar to Eliezer, she would not be able to take it back. Eliezer would be responsible for it. Says the Chasav Sofer, that's the reason the Rivka did not give the cow to Eliezer. She just went and fed him. She put the drink into his mouth. But Eliezer wasn't sure. Is she a ketano or a gedoyla? He knew she may be a ketano, but she looks like a gedoyla. So he was waiting to hear from her until she came and told him, "I am the daughter of Besuel," meaning I am the daughter that Avraham Avinu found the nevuah that I was born. Meaning I'm only 3 years old, so I'm a ketano. Oh, once Eliezer found out that, he said, "Gvaldik, she is such a chachama. Not only she's giving me the drink, she's careful that I won't be responsible for the jar and doesn't allow me to take the tzloichis mi'ad hakaton, as our Mishnah here says." For niflo of the Chasav Sofer. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.